Oh, a number of my seminary classmates thought that the first 2 years we were in the seminary training program was kind of like an extended boot camp. I've never had the opportunity or the burden of being in a military service and going through that kind of a really strict, regimented, disciplined life. Some of you know the other side of that. But the closest I came to that was the 2 summers I spent as a camp counselor in upstate New York. And every single morning for the entire 8 weeks, at 6 o'clock in the morning, the loudspeaker system in the camp would start blaring with a bugle reveille, get everybody out of bed. 250 boys and their camp counselors all get up at 6 o'clock at time. Now you know the little kids are about 6, 7, 8 years old, they're gonna be right awake and ready to get at them anyway. When you get to those middle schoolers, like 12, 13, 14, and then us counselors from 15 to 22, you want to stay in bed a lot longer than 6 o'clock on a summer morning when there's no school, right? And that darn bugle, da-da-da-da-da! Everybody get up. And I said to myself, there is a homily in there. See, if you were listening to the gospel today, 3 times Jesus says, watch, be alert, wake up. Watch. Jesus is almost like that bugle every single day, rousing us out and awake from those routines that fill our days, our household chores, our daily work jobs or school responsibilities, our sports activities and social events. So many things that are part of our daily lives that we're either in a rat race or we're stuck in a rut. And Jesus says to us in Advent, watch, wake up. Are you aware? Can you see and touch the hand of God at work here and now in our daily lives? Do you recognize God at work in the generosity of our parish community yesterday morning when 100 people packed 14,000 meals for Burkina Faso? Do you see the hand of God at work when you walk out of church today and stop at that Advent giving tree and pick up a couple gift tags to provide gifts for needy children this Christmas? Because our generosity is expressive of God at work in our midst. Are you unaware that God is active in our families when so many times you gather around to care for a long-term, terminally ill family member or neighbor day in, day out? And you become the presence of God to carry them through those terrible days with hope and with love. Advent is about us recognizing that God is in our midst. And God inspires us to be like His Son Jesus in our care for one another and our service to the needy and our generosity, and particularly during this time of year. Are you aware of God at work? Or are you sleeping through your life with so many demands and busyness that you miss God altogether? It's been almost 50 years since I was in that boys' camp. And yet every morning when the alarm goes off and I feel like just staying in bed a little longer, I hear that bugle in my ear saying, get up. This Advent, listen to the bugle of Jesus, inviting us to be awake and not to sleep through the wonderful things God is doing in our midst. It's through you and me, for the sake of others, that God is present. Don't sleep through it.